Hi everyone, it's your boy Zion Indigo Kid, and I'm here with my little sister
Zaire Indigo Kid.
And today I'm six. I mean, I'm 10, and I got my little sister here. And how old are you, sir?
Six.
I'm only 10. Zaire, tell them what we're doing today.
So we are going to be talking about Roblox.
What game?
Bloxburg, that is the best game ever, but you gotta get money from that, right?
Yeah. Right here, Roblox.
Yep. Roblox. It's kinda like Roblox.
No, it's like money on Roblox. So basically, if you wanted an overall
swimming pool.
What? No! An overall meaning, like, what Bloxburg really is.
We'll tell you that.
It's basically our Sims, but on Roblox.
What Sims?
It's a game. But,
You mean, but on a website?
I want to see if I can remember all the cars that you can get in Bloxburg. All the cars, I think there's a rope, there's like a Bloxburgian, something like that. There's a golf cart, there's a go-kart, there's a quad. Gosh, I just can't remember the rest.
So crazy.
What's your favorite car in Bloxburg?
I think it's the one that you got because it's like, I like how it's red and blue.
No.
And those are your favorite colors.
Yeah, but I customized it.
What?
Yeah. You can pay to customize it inside the car, the wheels, you know, all that stuff. So. What's your favorite car?
My favorite car.
Is it like the go-kart? I don't have the go-kart. I have the road. No, I deleted the road. I got the Bloxburg in. So, the road is 18K.
Mm-hmm.
The Bloxburg in is like 25, 26K. The go-kart costs Blockbucks. And I think it was like 2,500 Blockbucks. And then, I got another one. I just can't remember it. I got a bike.
You left them out here.
My favorite car. They're a super fast car. I think it's called a Bloxburg TS. And the Bloxburg TS costs like, it costs like three, no, it costs a whole bunch of Bloxbucks, something like that. But that car is super fast. It'll get you anywhere fast. And that's probably my favorite car because I was role playing as an adult, and I got a brother, and he had that car, and he let me drive it, because he was super rich. He took me out to eat, and then, he took me out to eat. We ate, like, sushi, a steak, pizza, good stuff, and then,
just talk out loud.
I wish that.
And he let me drive his car real quick. I needed to pick something up. I needed to pick something up. I was lying. I just wanted to drive his car. So I went back home and went back, and it was so fast. So that's probably my favorite car. What's your favorite car, Zay?
My favorite car is probably like a Lambo.
And Bloxburg.
Mm-hmm.
No, him on Blockburg.
My favorite car is probably like the dirt bikes.
I forgot about that. No, it's not a deal about that. It's a motorcycle.
Motorcycle?
But
I like them.
That's a real good one. You can also get different plots. So basically, you can build, but like, if you want to build another house, but not, it's like. You're not talking. You can choose. So there's like if you don't want to build, so there's like game passes. There's different game passes, and it's like large plot. No, like it's a huge, like you got a whole bunch of land.
Mm-hmm.
But that costs block bucks. I mean Robux. But so far I got almost all of them. I don't have the excellent employee, and then I don't have one more. I forgot what it is. I forgot the last one, but
he mostly forget like everything that he said.
But there's you could get different plots. So basically, if you don't want to, so if you want one plot, it's like basically if you got different lands. If you wanted one land in like Florida, and then you wanted another land in California, it would take like 300 block bucks to get
all of that.
It would take 300 block bucks to get get different plots. So yeah, what is your favorite thing about Bloxburg?
The first thing about Bloxburg.
Favorite thing
is I like how I kind of know how to build my house. I like just press on stuff, and if I know it, if I like want to, if I
can't read,
it's like numbers. If I want it, and I could get it because like I just put it everywhere that I think is ready. Like my house now that you didn't finish.
I finished your house.
No, you didn't.
And I did.
This small house.
Yeah, you have multiple floors. I don't know how to build small houses. I know how to build huge houses. That's how I built mine. I know how to build big houses, not small ones. That'll be like three stories. This will be like two, three stories tall.
You have probably like four stories.
One.
You used to.
No. I used to have like four stories.
Two,
but now, no, I have three. Remember, I added a new story. I added a new floor because there wasn't enough rooms in the house. So I added those stairs. So your favorite part of Bloxburg is that you can build houses?
Yeah, and a lot more.
Guys, I'm really debating.
Yeah.
It's either role play, because like you can do role plays. You can add people to your family. All of those things, guys. Awesome. I'm gonna go with roleplay. My favorite thing about Blackberg is the roleplays.
My favorite thing about Blackberg?
What did I say? Building houses. What was your favorite roleplay that you've done?
I haven't done one.
You haven't done any roleplays that you have Blackberg for like COVID or January, January. You have Blackberg for like 5 months.
You wouldn't invite me because I didn't know how to type.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that was just a lie.
No, she's not lying. She don't know how to type.
Yeah.
So,
Or read, or spell, or type.
But,
No.
So, my favorite role play? Oh, right. My favorite part of the role play? It probably. Oh, no, my favorite. Guys! Okay, guys, this story is crazy. So I jumped on Roblox with my cousin. So me and my cousin Journey, we jumped on call, and I was in SAC at the time, and no, I wasn't in SAC. I was at my house.
SAC is kind of like a far place.
For Roblox, right? I was at home and I called up my cousin Journey. I'm like, what's up? You want to do some role plays together? Oh, God, no. I have two favorite role plays. It's so hard to choose between them. So I saw this family. I had this big house. Like, I had a huge house. And, you know, there's a lot of people who come to you for your houses. Like, they'll just pull up on your plot and be like, yo, oh, my God, I like your house so much. It's so modern. It's so aesthetic. I'm like, okay, blocky. Okay, stay off my plot. But this girl was cute. I'm like, okay. I saw you across the street. Your house is pretty cool. So, you think you want to chill and, maybe I could, like, go and eat at your place? She said, yeah, tomorrow around nighttime. So then come Journey, right? My cousin. She walk on in there before, we have dinner. She walk on in there and be like, can I get adopted? Because she already got so many kids. So she was like, go ahead. And this was where it got weird. Me and the person we were having lunch with, we started role play dating. So then it was like my cousin was my role play kid. So it was just all mixed up, right? So we were just going out sometimes. Sometimes we would like pay some random people to babysit our kids, and we would pay a good amount because we were both rich at the time. Excuse me. And we were both rich, so I remember this one time. She said that I took her out to eat, I took her out to eat at this pizza place, the Pizza Planet. And I went out and I said, close your eyes. So then she closed her eyes and she hopped in the car. So basically, you can actually close your eyes in the game. I said, like, actually, IRL, in real life, close your eyes. And she told me she did, but I don't think she did. Because you'll see why later. So we was driving up the mountain, and I was going to surprise her by hang gliding. We drove up the mountain, and then I called Journey. We was at the top of the mountain, and we was about to hang glide together, and Journey come over there, who was our role play kid, which is actually my cousin, and she come over there. What?
It was your wife?
No, she wasn't my wife, but yeah, I got married to her. I married her, and she come over there like, Daddy, where's your other girlfriend? You said this wasn't your only girlfriend. I'm like, what? Stop lying. So this girl, she's always out to sabotage me. I finally was having the best role play of my life. She over here laughing, and she's like, Papa, where's your other girlfriend? I want to ask her something. I'm like, really? Why you capping? So then she get upset, and then my wife get upset, and she like, my wife like, oh, so you cheating? And I'm like, no, I'm not. She lying. And then Journey like, no, I'm not. Believe your kid before you believe your daddy. Before you believe my daddy. I'm like, what, bro? Stop lying on me, bro. So she just went along with it. So then we got a divorce. So then I had to live at my place. And then the girl got crazy. The wife got crazy. She was breaking into my house at night. It was so. See, Journey wasn't there at this time. Journey left. Journey wasn't on the call or nothing. She wasn't calling nobody. She wasn't on call with me. She wasn't in the same role play. So then I friended my wife like before them. So on accident, I jumped into the same server with her. On accident, I don't want to run in her. Everybody knows exes are like, they're crazy. So I ran into her and she's like, "What's up?" And I'm like, "What's up?" So she's like, "Okay, we cool, right? No hard feelings." I'm like, "Yeah." That night she robbed. She burglarized my house. She jumped into my house. She basically, there's a glitch where you could get into somebody's house. And I was sleeping, right? And I was AFK. I was away from keyboard. And I went to use the bathroom and I just left my player sleeping. So when I came back, bro, this is where it got creepy. I came back and she was standing on my bed.
Oh my God.
No, wait a second. She didn't have to glitch in. I forgot to take my permission from her. I forgot to take permission, so she was still like a roommate. She was still a roommate, so I'm like, that's how she got in. So then, that was the end of that role play. That was probably my favorite role play. It was creepy. It was weird. I hope she don't come back. But
that was crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So now my second.
What I'm gonna say about that? That was creepy. That was creepy because how did she?
You wasn't even there.
How did she get in your house?
She got in my house because I forgot to take her permissions. I forgot to take her permissions.
You should have locked the door.
You can't lock it from roommate.
That's crazy. That's creepy. That's weird. All
right, and then my second favorite role play.
I love role when you tell role play.
So it was me. Can you go fix me some more chips and salsa?
I feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Just some salsa.
Taste it.
Just some salsa. If I taste it, can you make me some? Alright. Listen from the kitchen. Alright, guys. So, starting of this role play. Me and my cousin Journey, we talk a lot. And we was talking. And she's like, "Okay, how about we role play and we'll be together?" Like, so like we was like role playing together as parents, nothing but parents, as I say, parents. And I have three favorite role plays, and they're all with my cousin Journey. She just brings the role plays to life. Oh, guys! In the last role play, I didn't even Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. In the last role play, where I had an ex, but when we was together, we was all cool. What the heck? You didn't get more salsa. She was cool, right? So then my daughter, which was Journey, kept running away. So then I kept finding her because we was on call and nobody else knew that. And we was on call. Nobody knew that we were cousins.
Oh, this is all.
All the salsa.
Wait, I'm gonna get some. That's nasty.
She kept running away, so I said, "I knew where she was because we was on call." So I'm like, I had quote unquote father's instincts. You know, I really didn't. She would just tell me so we could have a better relationship. Like, oh my, my wife was like, "Oh my God, you really do have father instincts. You're the best father in the world." Yes. That was what was happening in that one. And then this role play. We was role playing together, and she was like we were parents together, raising
just
a child.
Parents,
just parents, nothing else.
Repeat that. Just parents, not boyfriend and girlfriend, real.
Just parents. And it was a role play. So, yeah, we was role playing. And, right, and we adopted this kid. We were like, "I want a kid that you have a kid, so we're gonna raise a kid together." And so Journey started cooking dinner. And guys, by the way, if you didn't know, Journey was a girl.
Yeah.
She's my girl cousin. And
he got a lot of girl cousins.
Yeah.
And boy.
Yeah. And yeah. Oh my gosh. So we wanted to raise it, right? So Journey started cooking dinner. cooked. I want to say she cooked like lobsters. Yeah, she cooked something like that. She cooked like some sushi or something, and she cooked cookies and pie. Mm. So then she said that Jenny said that you couldn't get the dessert until after you eat. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
They snuck it.
So why while Jenny was in the bathroom, I was like, hey kid, you want some cookies? She was like, yes, but I can't get any. Mom said. I'm like, well, I'm the cool dad, so here you go, get a cookie. She's like, oh my god, you are a cool daddy. I'm like, I know, right, man? So that night, she was laying down and she said, oh man, I want a cookie and some pie right now. So I'm like, I left and like, I'm a cool dad. And when I was walking into the into her room, Journey caught me walking into the room with pie and cookies. So then we got into a fake argument. And the next day, I drove everybody to, at the time it was like Halloween time, so in Bloxburg, the skating rink, where the skating rink is in the winter, it was like a graveyard over there. So I took her over there, and while she was talking, we got into another quote-unquote fake argument. No, it was actually fake, my bad. Excuse me. It was a fake argument that we had. And we were like, well, why are you such a cool dad? Well, she was like, why you snuck her on pie and cookies in the middle of the night? And I just kept saying, because I'm the cool dad. I want to be a cool dad.
Because she didn't get the game.
Right? No, she did get a good song.
No, when you snuck it.
But that my second favorite role play. And my last favorite role play. So after this role play, we're going to end this podcast. So this last role play, Johnny was my daughter again, and this was like a while ago. Yeah, this was a while ago, cause I still had like, I was like two houses behind. I was two houses back. I regularly built a house, and then. Like, mine built a house. Mine built a house again. And then this new one I built with, off of a YouTube video. And, so, yeah, we went there. And, she was role-playing out with my daughter. And we were just chilling, you know. I took her to the pier. We rode the car. And we rode the, Well, that thing that goes spin the Ferris wheel. We rode the Ferris wheel. We got some ice cream. We went swimming at the beach. And we ate. So then she was tired out. Right? So I walk up the stairs to carry her to her room. And she was sleeping. Not in real life, but she was role play sleeping. And she's like, good night, Papa. I'm like, good night. And as I'm typing up good night, she poops in my hand. She poops while I'm carrying her up the stairs to tell her good night. She poops in my hand. And that's when I first started letting her wear panties. So that stuff went right through her pants because and her underwear because she wasn't wearing diapers. She got out of diapers because she went one day and I knew I should have never let her get out of diapers after one night. Something told me not to. But she pooped in my hand. She has no care. She has no care in the world. She just pooped on it. You know, no biggie. I just gotta wash my hands and spank her real hard, you know. To wear like the booty clothes, like we're sealed together, you know what I'm saying? And she can't poop no more because then she won't be able to poop on my hands again. So that's the end of this podcast with Zion, the Indigo Kid, and
Zaire.
The Indigo Kid. Hope you liked it. Peace out. Double peace. Double bye. Peace out. Thanks for watching this podcast.